95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. Joining me now in our studios is a long time person who's been a long time affiliated with KYMN Radio, but not in this, certainly in this capacity. Dusty Budd is with us now, a teacher at St. Dominic School. Dusty, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners. I guess that's the old way I would always be on every morning here that I did. No, it's happy to be back, but I'm here for a very good reason. We want to bring awareness to team homelessness that is experienced in the state of Minnesota. And so last Thursday, myself and a few 7th and 8th grade students at St. Dominic School participated in what they call Cardboard Box City. And what it was is the students were creating cardboard boxes, and we actually brought those out on the lawn at St. Dominic and slept outside in the elements, and it was raining all night. It was about 38, 40 degrees outside, so not exactly the warmest, and we had to sleep out in the elements too. And the reason we wanted to do it is to show these students what it's like for homeless teens that have to then go to school possibly the next day. So the students had to use the bathroom at the school for brushing teeth and everything, and then they had to go to school on that Friday. So they were all very tired, but it's like, yeah, this is what, you know, many students have to deal with teen homelessness. So it was just kind of an awareness thing, and we partnered with an organization called The Drawer that's out of Rosemount. They collect new unopened socks and underwear for the and they spread that out to various homeless shelters throughout the state. So a very good public service, I think, these students were experiencing.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The Drawer, being from Northfield, I think a lot of people haven't heard of that program yet, but I'm sure that program and other ones like it throughout the metro and through metro areas, really throughout the country. Tell us a little bit more about the services that they do.
Yeah, so what they do is it started out of somebody's garage, and what they do is they collect new, never before worn socks and underwear. They are the reason they do it is many times when you think of homeless people, and I hope I'm saying that in the most kind terms as I can say, but when you think of them, that's something, if they wear the same socks and the same underwear, you know, for multiple days, there's health reasons that can happen with that, and also just very uncomfortable. I mean, you know, anybody with any human, you want to protect and preserve their dignity as human beings. And so what this organization does is goes around and gives to homeless shelters unopened bags of underwear and socks, t-shirts as well, but mostly underwear and socks are really needed. And to say here to give, so that these organizations can then give to the homeless and say, here's a pair of underwear for you. And you know, at least get you through and make you feel a little bit more human, and you're not, you know, in that state, if you will.
All right. You brought a couple of students.
I did,
with
yeah.
you today.
Sure. So I brought Gabe Shep-Oyster and Jace Mazurek. Gabe's an 8th grader. Jace is a 7th grader. They participated in the Cardboard Box City, and I'm going to have these guys kind of tell about their experience a little bit, Jeff.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I guess who wants to start off with? Well, Gabe has the microphone right in front of him now, so we'll talk with him. Gabe, when you went out there, you probably had some expectations on what it might be like. Did it turn out like you had thought?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. It didn't exactly turn out how I thought. I thought it'd be a lot colder, but we had very thick cardboard and pretty good sleeping bags. And also, we were three people in two boxes, so body warmth was definitely a factor in that.
How big of boxes were they? Big enough to suit three people, are you?
Oh, yeah. It was about 5 feet, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. They're very tall boxes. A bit shorter, about 5 feet, yeah, mm-hmm. if I remember
okay,
correctly.
Okay, so you could walk in them?
Yeah, and we had two boxes. We originally had three boxes, but due to transporting complications.
That's a story in itself, yes.
That's definitely a story in itself that has to be told. It's so good. We've lost one of our boxes to the fight, and so we had to sleep in two boxes because there were groups of two or three, and each group got the amount of boxes as there were people, or since we had extra boxes, you could ask for an extra one. And it was cold, and we didn't want to assemble a whole nother box onto our thing because it takes about 15 minutes per box. I didn't want to sit 15 minutes in the cold, unprotected pretty much. So we kind of just cut our losses and slept in two boxes.
So the story behind that, you said that's, oh, there's a funny story about how you lost a box?
Or, oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Let's see if I can recall this correctly. Okay, so we, at the very beginning, we checked to see, we had one box put together, we checked to see if it would work. Didn't work through a single door, but we did have a double door. And so we're like, we couldn't get the double door open at the time, but we're like, oh, it's probably just stuck or you need to like unscrew something. So we just went back, completed our boxes, and then when the first team that was completed tried to get their box out the door, the one of the doors wouldn't open. And we like, we called a lot of people, and it was, it would be like a whole job, someone said. You'd have to like take apart the whole door, open everything up, and it honestly just wasn't worth it. We'd go to bed at like an ungodly hour. So we, what we had to do is, there were these tops for the boxes, and that was really the only thing holding them back, because with those tops you couldn't squish them or kind of manipulate them to get through, and they're also like, it would barely wouldn't fit through a single door. So you had to take off the top and then reassemble it outside super quick. But
All right, let's move it over to and talk with Jace for a minute or so. Jace, tell us about how that night went. You know, what time did you get to sleep? Were you cold all night? Tell us, explain that to us.
So for Gabe Shepoyster, and we had another Gabe in our box, but for all of us, we went to sleep around like maybe 11. Because we kept on talking and like couldn't go to sleep. But in the first beginning of the night, it was relatively warm. You didn't really need any sleeping bags or blankets, really. Mm-hmm. But once it got on later in the night, it started to rain a little more, and it started to get colder. So later in the night, it was kind of harder. But in the morning, that honestly was the hardest, because it was way colder than what it was in the middle of the night.
All right, once again, we're talking with right now Jace Mazurek, and we also have Gabe Shepoyster with us, and Dusty Budd from St. Dominic School. Now, the whole idea of this, reasoning behind this, is for you to begin to understand what being homeless means. There are people out there that just don't have a home to go to. Do you feel like you learned something from this experience?
Yeah, I do think I did learn. Like, it helped us understand what it's like for all those kids that don't have homes, and they have to, if they do have a home, it's not that well, and they don't have the stuff that they need to go to school, and the main essential things that we have right now in this very moment.
Mm-hmm. And let's move it over to Gabe and talk about the next morning. You get up, you're cold, you probably didn't sleep real well last night, then you got to get up and go to school. Walk us through what you did that morning and how it felt the rest of the day.
What I did that morning was, I woke up and it was very cold when I woke up, because in the middle of the night, there was a hole in our box that was leaking in cold air, and I was laying on that hole, and I somehow either, one, reopened the hole or made a new one. So cold air was actually, it somehow, like, I was laying on so it would go into my sleeping bag, so it would circulate cold air in the middle of the night. So I woke up like three times in the middle of the night, and also due to other reasons. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
that would be my snoring.
Yes, yep, a certain someone likes to snore, and it's very loud.
We can agree.
So I woke up. It was cold. We got on our shoes super quick, and we went and did basic hygiene stuff. But since it was very uncomfortable, to say the least, because I have a lot of sympathy for the people who, for like the teens and stuff that have to use public restrooms and like everything to make, to basically keep themselves clean and not stink. And so it was very uncomfortable, as I said. What I did was I went, got up, put on my hat, went downstairs while I was sleeping with my hat, and I went downstairs and brushed my teeth, did all the normal stuff. There was no showers any time, so no night showers, no morning showers. Used the bathroom, all of the stuff, and then we kind of woke up, or yeah, just basically it was super tired. And then we had breakfast. It wasn't a big breakfast because it, when you're homeless, you don't have the luxury of having a full stomach all the time. So after breakfast, we got on like our jackets and stuff, collected all of the stuff out of our boxes and put it in our rooms and started the day.
Went to school, yeah.
Jace,
what was your day? Once you got to school, you got all that stuff done. What was your day like? Did you get tired? Did you get hungry over the course of the day? How did that feel?
So it was kind of like during the day after we started school, we kind of got up there about 7, about like now, and we started doing normal homework and such. This was after we ate. So we brushed our teeth and everything normal, and then we went to go do all our normal things in the morning. And then it was just a normal day, except for we had it lighter than normal because we were all tired. But so the 7th grade class that day, which helped a lot with our morale for 7th grade, mm-hmm. because it was all the 7th graders went, which helped with our morale, was our publishing party for our school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not school, but our class, uh-huh. for language arts. So that helped with our morale because we got pop and such and Doritos, mm-hmm. and Oreos. So, but then it kind of went normal, and then when we got to Mr. Bud's class, it was kind of just do cahoots all day.
They were tired, Jeff.
Let's swing the microphone back to Mr. Bud here. Once again, Dusty Bud is with us from St. Dominic's School, who is now a middle school?
I'd be middle school social studies at St. Dominic, and also the 8th grade homeroom. Mm-hmm. So Gabe would be in my class, and you know, kind of anything school related for the 8th graders, that's my forte.
All right, let's talk about the overall experience. Mm-hmm. We've heard from the two, you had a number of other students, mm-hmm. that were there. Do you feel like it was a good exercise for them?
I do, especially, excuse me, this is the first year that St. Dominic had done this. The idea came from St. Wenceslas Catholic School out of New Prague, and that's who introduced us to the Drawer to work with that organization. So for being a first year, I think it went really well. I do believe these students did get something out of it, and it's going to be an every other year thing. So 2 years from now, we'll do it again with the upcoming class. I think it was a success. We put it together fairly quickly. In about 2 weeks, we got this, but thankfully, the weather cooperated, and we were actually going to do it this Thursday, but there's another event in Northfield that I figured people may or may not want to participate in.
Sure.
Former KYMN broadcaster, I know all about it.
It's Winter Walk.
Yeah. Correct. So it went really well, and yes, I do believe we're going to bring it back. It's a lot of work to do, but it was even nice, you know, that night before we went in the boxes, we had a presentation from the Drawer to talk about with them. We also had, you know, our local priest come and say some prayers, so it was a full event. It wasn't just build boxes, go outside. Like, there was programs and activities that these students were able to participate in, again, to kind of get the full gamut. They were literally in school for about 36 hours. They did not leave. They did the school day Thursday, right after school, build the boxes, did the presentation, went to bed, woke up, and another whole day at St. Dominic. So,
wow.
Long day for them, but they were champs, and I think it was very successful.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in,
yes,
and sharing that
And
story.
Actually, Jeff, if I can just do one more plug real quick. We
sure.
are collecting for the Drawer those new socks and underwear. I know this time of year, there's a lot of people that are asking for charity and everything. We're doing the same. We do have drop boxes, if anybody out there would be interested, at St. Dominic Church, the St. Dominic Parish Office on Linden Street, and also at St. Dominic School. If you would like to donate any unopened underwear or socks, we will gladly accept it, and we'll make sure we get that to the Drawer. We're doing this over the next few weeks, all the way through Christmas, so it's not like something that's going to be just a couple days. So please donate if you can at the Parish Office, St. Dominic School, or at St. Dominic Church. There'll be boxes.
All right. Dusty, Jace, Gabe, thank you very much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Jeff.
Once again, from St. Dominic School, teacher Dusty Bud, along with Jace Mazurek and Gabe Shepoyster. We'll have, coming up in just a couple of minutes, News with the Side of Sports with Tim McNiff. Rich in Two, here's MNN.